Welcome, everybody, to Health, Wealth, and Divine. My name is Jawanza. It's a beautiful day, and I'm glad that you could join us this afternoon. You know, I am just overjoyed just to have another opportunity to come and speak to you today with a very, very special guest who also happens to be the answer to many people's prayers. You take somebody that has dedicated their life to sharing information that can save lives, change lives, enhance the quality of people's lives. It's always a pleasure. If you've been following us for a while, you know that once a month, Brother Coy Dunstan, King Coy Dunstan, as we call him, is my special guest. And he's one of several people that I have on the show that actually share information about holistic health, share information that can actually save your life, change your life, and actually be the answer to a prayer or very many prayers. You know, if you listened last Tuesday, you know that I had on as my special guest Dr. Ted Watkins, and I was sharing that he is and has been the answer to many prayers. And Brother Coy definitely falls into the same category, because oftentimes when people come to hear Brother Coy, they might have a life-challenging condition, a condition that they've actually prayed to God for relief from, prayed to God to take away from them. And, I mean, when you have an opportunity to speak to somebody that has actually, again, dedicated their life, their whole life, to saving lives, that's always an honor for me. It's humbling on my behalf just to be able to speak to somebody that's done that. I've been interviewing Coy. I started interviewing Brother Coy back in 2001. So it's been about 15 years. I mean, after the first interview, I couldn't get enough. I've been interviewing this brother ever since, for the last 15 years, every opportunity I get. I'm saying, let me call Brother Coy and see if can he makes some time in his schedule to come on and talk about holistic health. And he's been a blessing to me and my family. I mean, I've had a health challenge one time when I actually got hit by a car and I didn't want to have surgery. And so I went and saw Coy, and he asked him what to do. And he shared with me what to do, and I didn't have the surgery, and everything is fine. And so I ask you all, if you've never heard Brother Coy, to have an open mind and an open heart, because, again, today show could actually be the answer to one of or many of your prayers. He has an awesome, awesome testimony. Many times people, when they're listening to people, especially when we're talking about holistic health, not going down the same old beaten path of allopathic medicine, people are scared. People, when it comes to taking risks, unfortunately, the risk is when you actually go to the allopathic doctor. That's the real risk. But because people have been conditioned to go that route, anybody talking about going a different route, it scares people. So we're going to take away that fear today, because Brother Coy started on this journey some 35 years or more ago and has been doing it ever since. And, you know, for those who are hearing this information for the first time, I know you're scared, but trust me, when you hear this brother today, you're not going to be scared anymore. You're going to be saying, "What?" By the end of the show, what is his number? Because I want to call him. Let me bring him on. Brother Coy, King Coy Dunstan, welcome back to Jawanza for Life. It's great to have you. How you doing today, sir?
Good evening to you, your family, and your audience. Good to be with you again, and good to talk, hear your voice, and hear what you're going to do tonight. But that's good to be a part of, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Man, it's been 15 years, Brother Coy. I was counting up the numbers today, and I was like, man, it's been a long time. I've been interviewing this brother for over a decade. Time flies, doesn't it? Back when I was at XM Radio, I remember my show was at 6 o'clock in the morning, man. People were getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to hear you. You know, so this information must be powerful for somebody to get up at 6 o'clock. And they were listening in on the West Coast, so it was like 3 o'clock out there. People were getting up to hear your information, man. So this information is definitely powerful. And I am just, again, honored and humbled to have an opportunity to speak with you again. For those who are hearing you again, Brother Coy, for the first time, I always ask that you give your testimony because it's so powerful. It's very inspirational, and it gives people hope. You know, when oftentimes when people are, you know, dealing with life, life will sometimes send us challenges that really challenge our faith, shake our faith sometimes, and, you know, just challenge our resolve. And when people hear that, for example, they get a bad doctor's report, that it doesn't have to be a death sentence, and they hear that somebody else actually overcame or helped in the process of helping someone to overcome that life-challenging issue, it gives them hope and gives them inspiration for themselves. So for those people that need to hear testimony, I love testimonies about where God he brought people from. And Brother Coy, could you please share the testimony about how you got started in the holistic health field?
Well, it was really by accident, or maybe it was God's purpose. But back in 1980, I had just finished up my education, and I was going to take a little break. Went home to see the family and get reacquainted and all that. And when I got there, my mother was just coming from the doctor, and she said that the doctor told her to go to Duke University as fast as she could get there. And I just happened to be there at the time. And the next morning, my father and I got up and got dressed and got mother dressed, and we took her to Duke. And they kept us there all day. And toward the end of the day, they came back and said, we're going to keep her because she has a cancer of the breast, the liver, and the colon. So, you know, that kind of set us all back. And after about 2 or 3 weeks in the hospital and them doing whatever they could to determine exactly what they needed to do with her, it eventually come down to her giving her the ultimatum of taking chemotherapy or going home because they, you know, they don't keep you in the hospital too long unless they absolutely have to. But back then, you could stay 2 or 3 weeks. And at the end of that time, my mother asked me what would I do if it was me. And I said, well, I'd probably just pack up and get my stuff and go home and get ready to meet my maker. So after a day or two, she conceded that, and we packed her up. We went back home, and after that, I felt a greater obligation to do more for her since traditional medicine that we had been accustomed to, I didn't seem to know what to do with it. So I started studying and learning about the body and how it worked and how do you get cancer and what can you do about it. And I ran into herbs. I found out about herbs and how to use them and how to take care of the body holistically, mentally, spiritually, and physically. And we went through the process of you know, just eliminating the things from the diet that we know we shouldn't be eating, like animal fat or animal meat and dairy and sugar. And we started on a life-giving diet by juicing and eating raw, as much raw as we could, and doing the honey and all the things that we knew at the time to do to get the body to react and build up itself on its own. So after about a month or so of doing that, I found an herb called Pardalco, which was had the reputation of emptying the cancer wards in Mexico, and got my hands on it and started administering it to my mother, and sure enough, she really got better to the point to where the doctor was amazed and eventually told her that she didn't have to come back to see them. That whatever you're doing, keep doing it, and that's what happened. And she lived 10 years after that. So it's been a remarkable a revelation to me to know that it's really real easy to correct any condition in the body if you know what to do. But they never tell us what to do, so you have to find it on your own. And oftentimes when we do hear it, we don't believe it because the doctor didn't say it. So we wind up in this cycle of getting sick and dying and can't seem to get out of it because we don't know what to do when the body is under attack. So from that day on, I've been doing what I do, and I have learned that the body will heal itself, and if you let it, and it's just a matter of giving it what it needs and taking away the things that we know that are not good for the body, and the body will rejuvenate itself from almost death if you let it. So I try to convey that to people that have conditions, and I try to tell them that whatever you are dealing with is just a symptom of what's going on, and you really need to get on the right track in terms of learning how to take care of your body and learning how to feed your body so that you don't allow any other diseases to build up or any other condition to occur. So I've been doing this now, like you say, for about 36 years now, and it's been very rewarding, and it makes you feel like life is worth living when you can, when someone comes in and say that man saved my life. It makes you feel pretty good, yeah. So I'm pleased and I'm thankful that God has used me this way, and I pray He continue to do so.
You know, Brother Quay, that again had to be just a very, very humbling experience on your part to actually be the tool in God's hand to help save your mother's life, and then even after that, there was a transformation in your own life as well. I assume that prior to her getting sick, you may have been on the same diet that she was on, correct?
Yes, no doubt. I was born and raised on a farm in North Carolina, and we ate anything that moved, and it wasn't the best food that you could eat sometimes, because oftentimes you had to eat what you had, and that's what we did. If you didn't grow your meat or if you didn't grow your vegetables, you didn't eat any. You didn't have any to eat. So it was a good diet, but then again, there were some things in the diet that just would lead to the conditions that we suffer from so much. The high blood pressure, the diabetes runs rampant in most families, I suspect. And even though we have those diseases, they're very simple to address and correct, but we just don't know what to do, or if we know what to do, we just can't bring ourselves to do it because we love what we love when we love it. And if we like pork, we're going to eat pork till we die. If you like sweet cakes with the eggs and milk and all that in it, you're going to eat them until we die. And that's oftentimes what happens to us. We don't have the capacity to change, and we fight change. As humans, we fight change because we don't like it. But learning how to do the right thing is key, and that's what I urge every family to do, is to first of all learn the right thing to do and bring your family up in it, and you won't have that problem. So I encourage people to do that also.
You know, Brother Quay, when I talk to you, because I know your testimony, you know, I've heard it, and it's, you know, again, always so inspiring to me. And for you to have actually, again, saved your mother's life, and her being the very first person that you had ever worked with in terms of changing their diet to a livid and taking them off of the meat, the dairy, the sugar, and all of the things that are bad for us, and then actually, you know, giving juicing with her, fasting with her, praying with her, and then seeing the results. It's amazing to me that you have readily taken on the responsibility, not just then, but even from the years since then, readily taken on the responsibility of having people come to you in many cases with their life hanging in the balance. You know, it's one thing to take a car to a mechanic, and if the mechanic doesn't fix it, the very worst thing that can happen is, you know, the car breaks down and, you know, you go take it somewhere else and get it fixed. But when somebody comes to you with their life hanging in the balance, and then you know, have the courage and the knowledge to actually work on this person, and if they follow your instructions, to see the results, the positive results that you see, I mean, it takes a special kind of person to take somebody and have their life in your hands. It's like a pilot, let's say. Let's look at a pilot. It takes a special type of person to be an airplane pilot, to get up in a plane and fly up in the air. I don't know, the average person might not want to do that for a living.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But for you to be able to readily just take people's lives and confidently say that that if you do this, you can get rid of that cancer for good. If you do this, you can get rid of that diabetes for good. If you do this,
yeah,
you can get rid of that heart condition, that arthritis, that gout, that, you know, all of
yeah
those things, and say it with confidence. You know,
yeah,
it takes a very special kind of person to be able to do that. And I assume that because you've seen the results since working with your mother, you've seen the results over and over and over again, that you can speak confidently about it. That would add to your confidence, true?
Absolutely. And the main thing that we need to highlight there is that when you are confronted with that, any kind of physical, mental health condition, you have to embrace it, first of all. You have to accept the fact that, yes, I got a problem. And then you have to say, well, I'm going to do something about it. Until that happens, not much going to happen. You can take all the pills you want. You can give all the advice that you want. But that individual person has to accept it themselves and make it work for them. And that's the key to the whole thing. You have to trust and be willing to do what you're told to do in terms of addressing your condition, and you'll find that things will work out. You may have to give up some things. You may have to give up some, not only things, some people, whatever the cause of your disease, and you have to pinpoint that. You have to go back and accept your disease and say, what did I do to get here? And those things that cause your disease, you got to begin to address them. And that's where I try to get people first, because they got to want to do it, or they got to have the desire to do it before it'll work for them. It's like having faith, kind of like faith. Without faith, you're dead. So once you hear the truth, you know the truth, then you have to step out on it and act on your faith to do what needs to be done.
You know, I think a lot of people, Brother Coy, when confronted with situations like that, especially if they are, you know, religious people, tend to have a way of going into denial and saying, oh, this is just an attack from the devil, or, you know, I'm just not going to call it that, you know, I'm not going to claim that, you know. And in doing so, feel like, okay, well, I'm going to just pray, you know. Well,
yeah,
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with prayer, not at all. You know, I believe prayer is great, you know.
Absolutely.
But
great. Prayer is great. Prayer is great, and it's what you ought to do. But you got to know what to pray for. You might first want to pray for yourself, that you get the wisdom to know what to do to get out of that condition you're in. Yes.
Well, tonight, everybody, we're going to be talking about overcoming allergies naturally. And in the course of this conversation, it's going to take us a lot of different places. So if you are a person that's suffering from allergies, then you're listening to the right show, and you're listening to the right person. King Coy Dunston, again, has been doing this for over 35 years. And, you know, again, you, if you're hearing our voice today, you're about to be blessed, because Brother Coy, again, knows what he's doing. He's seen it. He's not talking about something he just read about somebody else doing. He's been healing people for over 35 years. So get ready for your blessing, because it's here. Brother Coy,
yeah,
again, talking about allergies. So for those who don't know, I mean, I don't want to assume everybody that know that is listening knows what allergies are. So if we can break down what they are, what is an allergy, and then what causes allergies?
Yeah. Well, when I guess the simplest way to put it is when when the seasons change, or when spring comes, the planet comes to life, and in that process of giving birth to plants and seeds and whatever, a lot of pollutants are released into the air. And because our breathing system is not strong enough to filter that out of the lung, we get this congestion in the lung, and contamination, I guess might be a better word for it, in the lung, that they get stuck there, and it interferes with our breathing, and it causes our lung to work overtime, and it causes us to constrict our breathing, and the allergies can come in, and when they hit you, your eyes water, you can't breathe, you might have headaches, and you might mistake it for something else or not even be aware that this is an allergy season of some kind. It's a really allergy season throughout the year, but it's different kind of allergies that cause this contamination to accumulate in our air ducts, through the nose or through the mouth, however we breathe. It it contaminates the path to the lung to the point to where the lung cannot push it out or exhale it out fast enough, so it builds up and it creates this irritation in our breathing process, and it's oftentimes called an allergy, or if you get closer to the lung or lung condition, some people might call it COPD, which is another kind of breathing problem. It's just that your muscles that support your breathing are constricting or tightening up, and your body's not relaxed enough to really breathe properly, like taking that oxygen in, filtering it out, and getting it to the lung, and then letting it out, pushing all that stuff back out. When you exhale, all that stuff should come back out, and you should have a pretty good breathing process if that happens. But oftentimes, because of what we eat and what we drink or whatever we do, these pollutants or these contaminants that get stuck in the respiratory system can't get out, and they create all kind of problems. So there are a number of ways to address that, but that's a simple bird's eye view of the function of the liver, how it works, you know, brings oxygen in, takes the poison air out, the used air, the used up air, takes it out. And if something interferes with that process, it gets a lot of different names, but it's basically a breathing problem that we're suffering from because our body is not used to this foreign substance that's causing, that's attacking our immune system. So we get stuck in this system of your voice going, you can't hear, your voice gets weak, and your eyes run water, and you just feel miserable. So that's the process of going into a lung problem or allergies as a result of a weakened lung function can cause all of these things to happen in the body.
Are certain allergies, for lack of a better term, certain allergies hereditary? Because you have some people that might go out, you know, throughout, you know, winter, spring, summer, and fall, never have allergies at all.
Right.
And somebody else might go out and, you know, they're allergic to pollen. So the same pollutants that you mentioned that are, you know, in the air that are causing one person problems might not be causing the, you know, person B any problems whatsoever, but they all might, but they both might be eating the same diet. So is one more open to these certain things than others?
I would answer that and cautiously and say that, yes, you may live 20, 30, maybe even 40 years and not have a problem. But the longer you live and the environment that you live in, the longer you live in it, the more likely you are to eventually get these allergies. They will catch up with you at some point in your life. And it may be disguised by something else, but oftentimes it is really an allergy. And this is just from the environment. It's not from the food that we eat. So over time, from the if you add the food that we shouldn't be eating and the environment that we live in, eventually it's going to get you. If it does not get you, then you're a lucky person because over time these things build up and they will affect you in some way. Yes.
And I guess, just based on your answer, that it could be affecting, let's say, again, just using person A and person B. Person A is sneezing and wheezing and coughing and can't sleep, eyes running, nose running, everything. Person B might not be showing any ill effects of the pollutants in the air, but just because might not be sneezing, wheezing, coughing, and sneezing, that doesn't mean that they're not being affected by it. Correct.
Eventually, it will catch up with them unless they take extraordinary precautions in terms of trying to prevent it, like breathing and actually building up the body's immune system so it can fight that stuff off. It's going to happen, and sooner or later, it will catch up with you. It can be your environment. Like someone moving here from Arizona might feel it faster than someone that's been here all along. Even though the person that has lived here all their life, they may have a problem, but they don't associate it with allergies. And someone moves from another state here, they immediately feel the effect because they're not used to the air or the food that we eat, and it will affect them quicker. But if you stay, if I live here all my life and don't get any symptoms, then that's a good thing. But eventually, sooner or later, once you hit 40, 50, all these things will come up on you because your body starts breaking down, and we are not doing what we need to do to keep the body strong enough or work on the organs that we need to work on to keep these things out. So it may show up as a gout or something, but it really could be caused by an allergy that you have. And these allergies can be environmental or from the food that you eat. And it's sometimes the correlation or the relationship to the two may not be apparent. But if you look down deep, there's some kind of allergic reaction going on in the body that creates inflammation, and it causes this condition that you have now.
It sounds to me that water would be just a very, very important nutrient when it comes to treating allergies, because just the constant flushing, the pollutants come in. If you can flush them out by making sure that you got enough water in your system, it seems like that would help. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And the kind of water may make a difference these days, but yes, most of us that live today, we are not drinking enough water. I think the accepted rule now is you should be drinking half your body weight in ounces every day, and it will probably be difficult to find 10 people that's doing that, really. And so as a result of not breathing properly, not hydrating the body properly, all of it, you're setting yourself up to break down into some kind of condition. And it really doesn't matter what you call it. It all really comes from just a breakdown in the immune system and the immune system's inability to function properly to prevent these things from happening.
Earlier, you mentioned the liver. Could you talk about the liver and its role in this discussion as we're talking about the body and, combating and overcoming allergies? What's the role of the liver? Because if we understand these different organs in our body and then know what nutrients, what herbs that we can take that are specific in helping to build up that particular organ, that would be helpful to us.
Well, liver is where a lot of these toxins or pollutants that we're talking about, they settle in the liver. When we are not eating properly, a lot of the waste accumulates in the liver. And the liver is probably the largest organ in the body, or if not the largest, it performs more functions than any other organ in the body. And we find that when we detox, that's what we're talking about, really detoxing the liver, because if we can keep the liver properly hydrated and oxygenated and functioning the way it should, we will probably not get sick. But because we don't give this liver enough, we don't flush it enough, we don't feed it properly, the liver kind of accumulates all these pollutants. And in the long run, it creates other problems in the body in terms of breathing and actually being able to function, all the other organs to function the way they should. If it begin to affect all the organs in the body, when the liver backs up, that's when we go into this state of disease, and it can be show up in any area of the body, and it may be called whatever you want to call it. But the first thing you want to do is when you have a problem is to go to the liver and say, what is it that I'm not doing? And you check off the list. I'm not drinking enough water. I'm not eating properly. I'm not feeding the liver what it needs. And you begin to address those things, and that's the process of detoxing.
Everybody, my special guest today is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. If you're listening online and you have a question, all you have to do is just dial in at 347-324-5727. And if you're listening on by phone, all you have to do is just press 1. Brother Coy, when it comes to allergies, when treating them, let's say somebody is allergic to pollen, somebody else is allergic to something else, would the treatment be the same for each allergy, or would they vary?
For the most part, I mean, you have ragweed allergies, and there's a number of different allergies. Ragweed usually is in the fall. This
mm-hmm.
time of the year is usually pollen in the air because the bees are pollinating. But generally, it's an attack on your respiratory system or your breathing system, and the remedy, I would say, oftentimes is the same. If you build up your immune system and take the when it comes to what you take, it may vary from spring to fall, but the results should come out to be pretty much the same in terms of building up your immune system so you can fight off these things. So, yes, there may be some differences in terms of what you may take, but in reality, the end result should be the same. Your breathing should improve, and your immune system should be strong enough to fight off whatever that pollutant is that's coming at you. And your body should be able to filter it so you get enough oxygen into the lungs so that you can push the toxins out. If you can do that any time of the year, I think you will find that the differences in the spring and the fall, there's not a lot of difference in what you do about it or how you address it. If you do what you do in the fall and in the spring, you should get pretty much the same result. Yes.
You know, you said something earlier that's very, very interesting and kind of scary. You know, you mentioned that certain allergies, they might not manifest until years later, until,
yeah,
let's say, you're in your 40s or your 50s.
Right.
But a person could go to the doctor, and in filling out the checklist that they might have you fill out before getting seen, the doctor might ask you, do you have any allergies?
Right.
And because it's not manifested in your life prior to that, the person checks no.
Right.
And so then now when the doctor's looking at it, then he looks at the checklist and says, okay, they don't have allergies. The doctor may well diagnose that allergy as something else and start
uh-huh.
prescribing medication for
uh-huh.
this diagnosis that's just an allergy, but because the patient checked no, because it's never manifested up until this point, now the doctor has to look elsewhere. Okay, well, it's not allergies. You know, it
yeah.
must be something.
Yeah.
And now prescribe something for that. That's kind of scary.
That is, and that's why you should be careful of people that practice stuff, like a practitioner or a doctor that's practicing medicine. You have to be careful because you are not a doctor. You feel like you're not a doctor, and you really don't know enough about your body to know what's going on or why you feel this way or that way. So whatever the doctor say, you feel okay. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, if you have an allergy and this allergy is recurring over and over and over for years, it can manifest itself as a cold when it really may be an allergy. It can
mm-hmm.
manifest itself as a sinus headache when it could be just an allergy. And you go to the
mm-hmm.
doctor and they're going to treat the sinus headache and you still got the allergy. So it's
mm-hmm.
not like there's much help in terms of trying to figure out how to treat these things. And oftentimes you wind up going to a specialist that can maybe pinpoint the allergy, but they really can't tell you what to do or how to treat it naturally or the things you need to do to reverse the condition to a point to where you can live with it. So you're going around with this undiagnosed allergy, and it can wind up even cancerous at some point because you haven't really addressed or faced the issue that you have an allergy. And you keep doing the same thing over and over, and the allergy just gets deeper and deeper into the respiratory system or in the body, and eventually the body's going to break down and cause a greater condition when you really, all it was just an allergy and just a few herbs would have helped your body deal with the condition that you have now. But now you're on tubes, you got tubes running in you, and you got needles in you and all the other things they're putting in you, and they're still not getting to the issue of your allergy. So we need to be aware that most of us, if not all of us, have some form of allergy, and we need to recognize what it is and what to do about it when we get those conditions. Yes.
So allergies always affect the respiratory system, if I'm hearing you correct. You're not going to have an allergy that does not affect your respiratory system in some way, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah, it usually comes out in the form of you get this buildup of mucus or this draining of the sinuses or some form that's going to interfere with your breathing, and it's always the oxygen comes in through the nose, and when you exhale, the carbon monoxide goes out. When that process breaks down, it's going to create some other problems, and it leads to other conditions in the body that may go undiagnosed.
One of the things that I've heard you mention in the past is that we don't breathe deep enough, that the average person doesn't breathe deep enough anyway. So
that's correct.
So if when we're talking about the respiratory system and allergies, if a person or people, if all of us, just got in the habit of breathing more deeply, would that additional air that we're intaking kind of dilute any of the pollutants that might normally go undiluted, for lack of a better term?
Well, yeah, when you exhale, that's when most of the pollution or the used up air or the air that has been used comes out. And if we breathe deep enough, we are helping the lung push up that pollutant, push it out of the system. And yes, that will help if you can do that. But when you combine that with not drinking enough water and not eating right, you're really playing with Russian roulette in terms of just addressing one. You got to kind of look at your whole body and work with all the things you're not doing it simultaneously. You can't just breathe, even though breathing is important. The breathing part oftentimes just helps circulation, and it helps move nutrition to the cell and take the junk away from the cell. Which is an important function. If we don't do it, it builds up over time, and that's why over time we will find ourselves confronted with these breathing conditions or lung conditions or allergies or whatever you want to call it, because we're just not breathing deep enough, and then on top of that, we're not drinking enough water, so we're not really addressing the issue until we are able to do all the things that we need, the proper elimination, the proper assimilation, the proper digestion, all of those things work together to make sure that your body is strong enough to fight off whatever allergy or breathing problem that you might confront. So that's, mm-hmm. that's kind of how you look at it. Yes, drinking water is important. Breathing is important. But it's more important to do both properly, I would say.
Can we talk about diet and the immune system? Because with a weakened immune system, it appears that you're going to be more susceptible to allergies and any other, you know, conditions that are harmful to the body. And what type of diet then would help to ensure a strong immune system that would help ward off or make a body, you know, be able to combat these pollutants when exposed to them?
Well, we know that certain foods are a major consideration in that respect. That's why we say when you eat meat, it slows down your breathing, it slows down your body function, it slows your body down to constipation, which is another problem. That creates all kind of conditions. And when you go to the side of dairy products, we know that they attack the nervous system, and it's a major cause of asthma, or asthmatics, asthma in children. Just milk, cow milk that you go to the store and buy is a major contributor to the asthma that we suffer. And then we got all this sugar that we put on top of that, which leaches the body of minerals and vitamins that we need to function properly. So the combination of all of that, the first warning is probably you may have a high blood pressure, or your diabetes might go off the scale, or you may have a gout or some pain that you can't get rid of. all of those are signs that your body is asking for some more water, a cleaner diet. I would say just eliminate the things that we know cause a problem, the dairy, the sugar, and the meat. If we can do that, you're giving your body a fighting chance to recover from most any condition that you might have. So, yes, I would encourage everybody to at least understand the basic principles of how the body works and they begin to incorporate it and teach it in your house so that your children will know what's going on in them and encourage them to study and read about it. And the things they don't understand, try to explain it to them or find someone who can, and that can go a long way in preventing going to the doctor or winding up in a hospital because you basically have an allergy.
You know, what's interesting, Brother Coy, is that when people get diagnosed with something, it's probably as a result when they go to see the allopathic doctor, as a result of the doctor looking at, quote, symptoms, end quote, to determine what the possible condition could be. And so then they'll come back with a diagnosis and say, okay, you know, we've looked at the symptoms, and as a result of having looked at the systems, this is what we have determined. You have an allergy, or you have cancer, or you've got diabetes, or you've got arthritis, because they've looked at the symptoms. But in reality, the condition itself is the symptom that something's
that's
wrong
right.
with the body, right? So,
yeah, that's all. Your body is telling you need to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you know what to do or somebody tells you what to do, you're going to continue down the path of disease. And that's where most of us are now. We just don't know enough about how the body ought to work and what the body needs to keep ourselves out of this disease process that we go through in life. You don't have to be sick and you don't have to die sick. So if you can accept that premise, then you got to accept the fact of what you need to do to keep that from happening or stay out of that disease state. And it can be done, and it's just a matter of, you know, teaching it or letting people know that it's possible, showing them how to do it, and giving them the tools to make it happen.
Brother Coy, let's talk about herbs for a moment, because most people that are on a holistic path know that, or even people that are not on a holistic health path, at least will admit that they should be eating right. Or even a person that's not a vegetarian or a vegan will have to concede that it's important to have a healthy diet. You know, that's the average person, nobody will argue that.
Yeah.
And say that, no, you don't eat healthy.
Well, we'll argue that. We get that every day. People say, my mama ate pork, and I've been eating pork all my life, and I'm going to eat pork until I die. We argue with that, yeah.
You say they're gonna argue. They people don't want to let it go. They will argue with it.
That's correct.
You know?
They'll fight you to the end. They'll fight themselves to death. Yeah.
You know, that's interesting. Go ahead, brother.
The mind is strange. It we get locked into a belief system, and it's sometimes impossible to break out of it because that's what we believe. That's what we know. That's what we've always done. And so we feel like this is it, you know, this is what I do. There's no need to change. I don't have to change. You know, it's too hard to change, all kind of reasons. But, we'll fight the truth before we accept it, and oftentimes we never finish the fight. We die first.
Woo! Wow. Everybody, I guess you heard that. Is not reason enough to change. When you hear information and it's been scientifically proven, you know, I've come to the point where, you know, I know that everybody, I wish the world was vegan. You know, I wish the world was a vegan. I wish we lived in a vegan world where everybody on the planet was vegan. But I have, since starting my own vegan walk, determined that everybody's not going to be vegan. As much as I would love it, as much as we teach it, you know, everybody's not going to take this road.
That's correct.
And to just not to take it personal when you talk to somebody and they reject the information. I mean, you could see them going down a path that is just, you know, it's just a matter of time before some condition arises, and you're trying to share the information with them. Everybody's not going to take it, and you know, you just can't take it personal. Just know that, hey, you did your job, you shared the information, and maybe if they don't hear it today, maybe they'll hear it tomorrow. And you know, we want to plant the seed and then stand there and watch it grow. I know I've been guilty of that. You know, I plant the seed, I water the seed, and I'm standing there waiting for it to grow out the ground.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you got to walk away and let it come up. But once the truth is planted, it will grow, and eventually, if they don't hear it now, they'll hear it later. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about herbs for a moment, because again, people talk about, they will say, we've agreed that, people will argue you over when it comes to changing the diet or even what's a healthy diet. But I don't know if a lot of people know about herbs and the importance of herbs. Someone may readily agree that, yes, I need to stop eating meat or cut back on meat, or yes, I need to let the dairy go. But in addition to that, you can really boost your immune system and really boost your health, take your holistic walk to a whole nother level just by incorporating herbs into your regimen. Could you talk about herbs and what they are and how you use them and would use them for somebody who has allergies?
Well, herbs are probably the most important food that we can eat, and oftentimes it's the last food. We never get around to eating them, but the herbs, the plants, the seeds, the nuts, the raisins, all those things were put here for the healing of the body, for the taking care of the body. And when we substitute or ignore that fact, you're gonna put yourself on a disease track. That's why I like the herbs, because they are whole foods. They are alkaline, so to speak, and they help the body remain alkaline. And an alkaline body, you won't have any disease. So we should all be eating more herbs. But now we find that we are losing a lot of herbs because of this the rapid deterioration of the planet in terms of building cities and cutting down the rainforest. We are losing a lot of herbs, probably faster than we think. And the herbs that we do get are oftentimes not real, true herbs. They're not grown in the wild the way God made them, and they're not harvested in a way that we maintain the integrity of the plant to the point to where it does what it's supposed to do, and that is to give the body life and to give the body health and to give the body what it needs to avoid a lot of the pitfalls that we find ourselves in. But herbs, I would say, is probably the most important food that we need to add to our diet if we're not taking them. And we need to learn how to preserve the herbs that we do have left and bring back the ones that we've lost, because we've lost some powerful herbs in terms of benefit to the body and life over the last, just say, I would say 10 years or less than that. We're just losing a lot of herbs. You just can't find them anymore. And the pollution in the ocean has a lot to do with it, with the bladder rack. I don't know if you can get bladder rack now because the Chernobyl, the Japanese nuclear waste is washed all the way down to California, so you can't eat anything out of the Pacific Ocean. And the Atlantic Ocean is not much better. So we have to really become conscious of the valuable food that God gave us, and that it is our life source, and we have to protect it and learn how to use them in a way the way God intended them to be used. He meant for us to eat them and drink them or make a tea or whatever. We need to get them in us as best we can, because that's really the only real food that we have left. And if we don't use it, we are short-circuiting ourselves, and in the long run, we're going to run into some other problems with how we feed our body and how our body reacts to what we eat. So we have to work with what we have, and oftentimes if you have a condition, you have a list of conditions, and then there's a list of herbs you can take. But oftentimes it's better to just what they call something called synergy, where when you combine mm-hmm. more than one, it's greater than the two. So we mm-hmm. get this something we call synergy. So the combination of the herbs are even more powerful. And when we use them, you might on the list, let's say for allergies, it might say mullein or dandelion or whatever you want to put mm-hmm. in that combination to address your allergy. But at the same time, I just tell people, I've gotten to the point now, just when you see an herb, just take it and start using it, and it's going to give you some benefit, so that you'll get some benefit out of any herb you take, but it's better to take them in combination with other herbs. And you really don't have to worry too much about when you combine them, what the effect's going to be, because it's usually, since they're alkaline, a real herb would be alkaline, you're not going to get any adverse side effects from it. Your body will use what it needs, and the rest will just pass through. So there's no harm in using herbs. There's no toxicity to using herbs. Using herbs is just an upside to whatever you use. It's an upside to the body, and it will give you what you need, give your body what it needs to live. All the vitamins and minerals and everything is what we call a whole food. So if you mm-hmm. learn how to use the herbs, you will get pretty much what you need in your diet. And it would allow you to maybe do some things outside of that would not necessarily be the best. But if you learn how to take the herbs, or if you start using the herbs, it would give your body a fighting chance to overcome the things that we do to our bodies to the point to where it would probably have little effect, if any, if we went out and had a ice cream or popsicle or something once in a while. We get into trouble when we want to have a popsicle or steak every day. Mm-hmm. That gets us into trouble. And we're not eating what we need to eat in terms of herbs to help the body fight the toxic side effects of an acidic food. And we find ourselves going into a diseased state.
Could you talk about cayenne for a moment? Because from what I've understood is that even when it comes to herbs, that it's been stated that if you take some cayenne is going to boost the potency of any herb that you take. Has that been your finding as well?
Yeah, it's used as a catalyst, I'd say. You add if you look at a lot of herbal combinations that are packaged in a bottle on the shelf, a lot of them will have cayenne in it. Cayenne is not only good as a catalyst, it also been known to stop a heart attack. If you got got a person in front of you that's having a stroke or heart attack, put some good cayenne or red pepper on their tongue, mm-hmm. and it'll stop the heart attack.
Wow.
But mostly it's good for circulation, so it helps it carry things where they need to be in the body, and that's why you find so much use of cayenne and a lot of the formulated herbs. You'll find cayenne or capsicum or red pepper in most of the formulations that you get, because it acts as a catalyst and helps carry, improves circulation. It's good for your heart. So it's probably one of those herbs that you should keep on your shelf and maybe even keep in your pocket as a first aid kit, just for things that we encounter every day. So, yes, I would encourage everybody to learn how to use the capsicum as an extract, a liquid, or in a pill. Either way, just take it, and you'll find that it will help your blood pressure, it'll help your heart, and it'll improve your circulation.
Everybody, my special guest is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. I know you want to get in contact with him. If you've got allergies, you don't know where to begin, or if you think you got an allergy, give this brother a call. Again, you heard the show, you've got the information. Now, you're accountable for what you heard. Now, and I know everybody that listens to this show is an intelligent individual, so I know that you know what you heard was the truth. So I encourage you to give Brother Coy a call. Brother Coy, can you give the hours of operation at Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C.? By the way, everybody, that is a fabulous, fabulous restaurant. You got to stop over to Secrets of Nature. If you've never tasted vegetarian or vegan cuisine, or even if you have, tasted vegetarian and vegan cuisine, and you've never heard of Secrets of Nature, guarantee you once you stop by there, you're gonna be going by there. I guarantee you several times a week, if not every day. You might be going by there every day for lunch. So definitely get over there. Brother Coy sells all of the things that we've talked about. He sells herbs, he sells vitamins, he sells minerals, and again, you want to take action on the information that you've heard. And if you're listening and you just don't happen to be in the Washington, D.C. area and you're, you know, somewhere, anywhere in the world, Coy ships. So you can still take advantage of speaking to Brother Coy by calling him and purchasing from Brother Coy by just calling him and letting him know what it is that you need. Brother Coy, can you let him know how they can get in contact with you?
Well, my phone number is 202-562-0041. The hours of operation is from 8 to 6 every day but Sunday generally. And I'm at 3923 South Capitol Street Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20032. So the phone is 202-562-0041. It's probably the quickest way to get me. And if I happen not to answer the phone, just leave a message and I can get back with you or follow up with you as soon as I can get to the phone. But I'm usually available, accessible, and not hard to find. And I look to hear from you all.
Well, Brother Coy, so when it comes to allergies, to, you know, kind of wrap it up for this segment, when it comes to allergies, if you're suffering from allergies, Coy mentioned two main things. Water, you're going to definitely need water to flush this the pollutants out of your system. Would you recommend spring or distilled, Brother Coy? Definitely not.
For a period of time, you can do distilled, maybe 1 week out of the month. Distilled water is neither acid or alkaline, so it may tend to, if you are already acid, it may tend to make you more acid, but if you are alkaline, you should it should help you with the elimination and flushing and getting those toxins loose from the cells. That's the primary use of distilled water, but I wouldn't drink it every day. I would drink it maybe one day out of the week or 1 week out of the month. And the rest of the time I could do spring water or now alkaline water is the good thing now because we're most of us, because of what's available for us to eat, we are over acid, so drinking the alkaline water will help bring your pH back into balance, which is important because if your pH is in balance, everything else is going to work pretty good. But when we allow ourselves to get too acid or alkaline, we are heading in the wrong direction, and water is a good way to bring that alkalinity back to the body, and also eating raw. Get a juicer and juice some green leafy vegetables or even fruit. We can juice and drink. All of those things are ways of getting the acid out and getting more alkaline in. And we want to be a little bit more alkaline than acid because disease cannot live in an alkaline state. You can't get sick. So we want to know what our pH balance is and know what to do to get it where it needs to be if we have a problem. So, I would recommend if you can't get alkaline water, it's called, then a good spring water. Just make sure it's not a polluted water. And oftentimes it's hard to do that because now we are finding that lead and all other kind of pollutants, fertilizer that we dumped on the soil for years, is winding up in the water table. So it's another caution you might want to take is get a water filter at least at the point of the water that you drink. And if you can, get a filter to filter the water that you bathe in so that you don't wind up washing the body in toxic water that's going to be worse than breathing it because your skin is the biggest organ that we have. Mm-hmm. And if we are putting washing our bodies in contaminated water, whatever you take is going to you're going to have to take more of it, or you're going to have to be more careful about what you eat if you don't take care to make sure you're using good, clean water. And good, clean water is hard to get now. So you almost have to get some kind of filtration system in your house to keep the contaminants like lead and chlorine and all the other stuff that we know harm the body. We have to keep them out any way we know how. So if you can get a filter or alkaline water or spring water that's good and clean, that would be preferable. But oftentimes you have to take what you have, and if you know your water is contaminated, then do what you can to filter it out on your own by leaving it out, sitting on the counter all day open, and let as much of that chemical or toxicity in it dissipate in the air before you drink it. So there's always something you can do to make it better. It may not be best, but you know, you got good, better, best. And if you can't get a filter, if you can't get the alkaline water, if you can't get the still water, then just take the tap water and just sit it in the sun open so that a lot of those chemicals will dissipate. Not all of them, but a lot of them will. It would reduce the possibility of getting toxicity from the water quite a bit if you just let it sit for a day. Those things you can do to make water more thirst quenching or more better to assimilate. It helps the body assimilate it easier if you got good clean water, and it washes the cells and it washes that toxins out to a point to where you can pretty much keep your body pretty straight in terms of health.
And breathing, because breathing is going to be so important for those who do not suffer from allergies, and even if you do suffer from allergies, to learn. We all need to learn how to breathe more deeply. So to help to, I guess, dilute the pollutants in the air, if we can just learn to breathe deeper, then that would
Deep breathing is very important. Most of us shallow breathe, and you look, you tell a person you're not breathing, and they'll look at you like you're crazy. I'm breathing. I'm Cindy. I'm still alive. But deep
right.
breathing is different in the respect that you take that air in. When it comes in, you push it all the way down to your to the bottom of your stomach, as far as you can down, and then you let it out. And when you breathe in, your stomach should go out like a balloon, and when you breathe out, it should go in all the way back to the backbone if you can. Because that's what helps push out those toxins when you exhale and you push out as much of that old stale air as you can. So breathing is very important because the immune system is the main thing you're trying to make sure works properly. And since the immune system doesn't have a pump, the only way to get it to move is to breathe. That's why we exercise. That's why we deep breathe, is to really aid the immune system in ridding the body of as many toxins as we can by helping the immune system move. Through breathing, we move the immune system, and thereby we move out all these toxins that we get stuck with that cause other diseases later on in life. So, yeah, deep breathing is very important. It's probably the most important exercise you can do. And I would encourage everybody to at least get a good understanding of what it means so that if you find yourself at night when you go to bed, you can't sleep, it's probably because you're shallow breathing. So if you just do deep breathing as long as you can remember to do so, you'll find you'll drop right off to sleep and you'll sleep quite well. But shallow breathing is a real problem in terms of suffocating the body to the point to where it weakens it and causes it to go into a state of disease. So we have to learn how to breathe and breathe properly.
Everybody, Brother Coy comes on every first Thursday of the month. So if you're tuning in for the very first time and you're hearing Brother Coy for the first time, we have an archive where you can actually go back and listen. All you have to do is just scroll down. I mean, Brother Coy and I, again, we've been doing these shows for a long time. We've talked about overcoming allergies naturally. We've talked about overcoming diabetes, overcoming arthritis, you name it, we've talked about it. All you have to do is just scroll down, erectile dysfunction, I mean, you name it, we've talked about it. We've talked about fasting. We've talked about, juicing. You name it, we've talked about it. All you have to do is just scroll down the archives, and you'll find the shows with Brother Coy. And I encourage you to share the shows, because if there's a particular show that, and it's a condition that we're talking, let's say it's diabetes, but you know somebody that's got prostate cancer, okay, we've got that show in there too, okay? We've got colon cancer, breast cancer. You name it. We've talked about it. So definitely want to encourage you to go back and listen to the shows and to share the shows with people that you know that can benefit from this information. Brother Coy, any parting words, anything that we haven't covered in terms of this discussion on overcoming allergies naturally that we haven't discussed yet?
Well, I think the main thing is, just learning how to use the herbs to help the body fight off these allergic reactions that we get to the environment and to the food that we eat. Drinking the water we talked about, that's important, because we need water to flush the system. And we talked about eliminating foods that causes a lot of allergies, the dairy, the sugar, and the meat. The only other thing is I would encourage people to do is, do it. Just begin to do it. Get the tools that you need, the juicer, the food processor, and blender. Begin to use them to eat more like raw and more liquid. Get more moisture or liquid in the body so that you can flush out these things before they cause a problem. And try to stay away from the things you know you shouldn't do, like smoking and drinking, and getting the proper rest is important, and you'll find that your body will take care of itself.
Brother Coy, I want to thank you, sir. Again, it's always a pleasure when I speak to you. I get an education, and I'm sure that the listeners do as well. I want to encourage everybody to definitely give Brother Coy a call. As King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. The telephone number is 202-562-0041. Again, that's 202-562-0041. You didn't hear this show by accident. You tuned in on purpose, and there was a reason for it. Either this information is for you personally, or it's for somebody that you know. Please share the link to this show with somebody that you know. Everybody knows somebody that's either dealing with allergies, either dealing with cancer, either dealing with diabetes. Everybody knows somebody that's sick. If you love them and this information has come across your ears, if you love them, then you'll share this information with them. Don't even worry about whether you think that they'll be into this or not. Do your part. Share it with them. Because you just never know how God will work with them once they hear the information. There are people that have changed their life and done, made some lifestyle changes that you would never have even thought would even go that route. But because somebody shared the information with them, they were able to receive it. And then once they heard it, then God can do the rest. So I encourage everybody, share this link with somebody that you know. And definitely give Brother Coy a call. Again, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. He can get some your products to you, and all you have to do is call 562, that's 202-562-0041. For those who are trying to make the transition from a meat-eating diet to a plant-based diet, you've heard this information, you made up in your mind, you're like, you know what, I need to do this. I really need to do this. Sometimes we need people to walk with us, people that have been on the path for a while that can show you, we need a guide. We need a guide. It's a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
So if you need a guide, okay, you need somebody, Coy is accessible, all you have to do is just, call him. He'll tell you, look, you got a question, I'll answer it, So give him a call. Take advantage of this valuable, valuable resource that God has placed in our midst in the name of King Coy Dunstan. Brother Coy, I want to thank you again, my brother. Great show as always. I'll be in touch, sir. I really appreciate you for all of the lives that you've touched, all of the lives that you will touch. God, may God continue to bless you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And before I go, I want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day weekend. And treat your mother right this weekend. Do something with her special. So with that, I'll say good evening to you all. And talk to you again soon.
I want to say, just on that, to echo that, you want to do something special for your mom, if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, take her by Secrets of Nature. You know?
Yes.
Take her by Secrets.
Yeah, I'll be here. At least Saturday, I'll be here.
You know,
that would be
nice. Treat her to a nice vegan and meal, you know what I mean? She'll love you forever. She'll remember that. She'll be like, you know,
yeah.
I remember when we went to that vegetarian, when you took me to that vegetarian place in Washington, and I met Coy Dunson, and I've been going ever since.
That's
what's going to happen. If you take her, she's going to want you to take her back. So definitely do something. Be healthy for mama. Make it healthy. Don't take mom out to get no steak, you know. Don't take mom out and feed her no death, you know, on the end, all this other kind of stuff. Take her, you love mama like you say you do, take mama and give mama some life. Go introduce her to Coy Dunston on Saturday over at Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. I guarantee you it could be the very best thing that you ever did. And so
she'll
with
love
that,
you forever,
man. Amen.
Yes,
thank you, sir. God bless you. Continue to do the work that you're doing, brother, because, again, you're the answer to many prayers.
Yes, sir. I appreciate what you do, too, and without you, they wouldn't hear me, so I thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, my brother. I'll be in touch.
Look forward to that. Peace.
Peace. Everybody, that's King Coy Dunston. Oh, wow, great idea. Everybody, take your mama to see Brother Coy this Saturday for Mother's Day. That would be such a treat for her. If you need the address again, listen, you can go back and listen to the show again, or you can call 202-562-0041. Again, that's 202-562-0041. And again, it doesn't have to just be for Mother's Day. Take her, you know, you can take her any day. And matter of fact, get by there for you, yourself, to take it, take your children over there, because again, there are people that have actually changed their lifestyle, and as a result, changed, extended, and enhanced their very life just by this one phone call to change your life. That's 202-562-0041. That's Secrets of Nature. You definitely just ask for Coy Dunston, and I guarantee it could be the best call that you ever made in your life. You've been praying? Well, God's in the prayer answering business. And this show, the answer to your prayers. So until the next time, my name is Chiwanza. You're listening to Health, Wealth, and Divine. I certainly appreciate your time. Everybody, be well. Until the next time, peace.